Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Our guest on today's This Week in America, Jeanette Skirvin, a Canadian-born, award-winning novelist, translator, and YouTube filmmaker. A number of literary honors and achievements, including her highly praised Maple Syrup August Turning Points, declared winner, International Book Awards 2020, and fiction novelette and the contemporary romance novel Epitome Place called Daring, Delightful, and Transformative, awarded Finalist Book Excellence Awards 2020 and Finalist International Book Awards 2020, and recently Jeanette's first children's book, Doggy of Side Streets. Educated back and forth across the provinces between Vancouver and Toronto by an educated mother possessed of a wanderlust spirit, Jeanette resides in California by the seaside. And Jeanette Skirvin, author of Epitome Place, described in one review as beyond doubt one of the most amazing poetic prose fiction authors I've ever encountered. She's our guest on This Week in America. Jeanette, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. It's exciting to be here with you.
Fun, and there's so much to talk about in all the books that you've written. One thing is, I'm reading the reviews on all of the books, they love the titles you come up with. In this case, it's Epitome's Place. Talk about that. What comes first? Do you have a title and you sort of work around that, or do you have a story and then spend some time coming up with a title that will capture our imagination and attention?
It's a little bit of both. This book came out of a book that I was writing at the time, and this was a minor character, or two minor characters, that I needed to come to a fork in the road in a relationship in that particular book that I was writing. And I sent the manuscript off, or the chapter off, to a family member to read and give me some feedback. And she said, stop writing the book you're currently on and go with these characters. I love these characters, even though it was one simple chapter. And she said, I immediately identified with the girl in this chapter. Please stop writing and pick up your pen and let's do a whole new book. And well, I already invested half of the book. I want to finish one, and then I will think about if I want to do a sequel. And I thought, well, it would be a lot of fun to take this character and arrive at an epitome place in her life that my family member obviously identified with, and I could set that up for her. So the characters in this case came first, and then the title came along as I was writing the book, Epitome Place.
In reading the reviews, that word comes up a lot, relatable. The fact that people can relate to the characters you have in the book. Let's go back to when this was a chapter. Talk about the motivation, the idea for that chapter, and ultimately the book Epitome's Place. Talk about Epitome Place. Talk about where that concept, that idea came from.
In that book, I was bringing some characters back that had not seen each other in 17 years. They were all high school friends. And so they were all kind of, they were getting together in kind of a tragic way, unexpectedly through an accident. And so one character ended up, I was trying to bring the doctor and the character, you know, the high school friends back together. And so I had one of the characters was in a severe accident, unrecognizable, and showed up in the emergency room. Well, some of the team members were the former high school friends. And as the identity of the patient was revealed step by step through reconstruction, they were united. But one of the girls, or the main character in Epitome Place, was a love interest of the reconstruction surgeon and a nurse. And She was part of the team, but they had had a little bit of a falling out prior to this moment, and it had to do with no problem of either one of them, but of just being two completely different people that whose lives were perfect in every way, except they had certain. The girl had certain fears and phobias that could not, was unacceptable to the surgeon. So that was, they kind of went their separate ways. So that opened up the road for the doctor and the patient to reconnect. And that's where that story went, that storyline. And that book is called Face, FACE. And but my sister, my family member said, "Well, what happened to Natalie Maria?" She's, "I loved her. I fell in love with her. She's me." And I'm thinking, and that's, she was the one that encouraged me to move forward and write the story of Natalie in Epitome Place. And I thought, yes, I hate to just leave a character out there dangling, cut off, sad because the relationship was unhappy for her. And so then I thought, well, I'll develop that. I will get Natalie through her situations. I will create a great ending for her life. And so that's where Epitome Place came from. But yeah, I had to break, I had to have a reason for these high school friends to come together.
Yes.
So yeah, I had to get rid of Natalie, and that's how that went.
Epitome Place is the book specifically we're talking about by Jeanette Skirvin. That's Skirvin. If you go to Amazon and you click on her name, you'll see all of the books that Jeanette has, and you'll get a link onto them as well by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Get information there on all of the books. You mentioned Natalie Maria. Talk about who she is and what it was like going back and taking her from this chapter and giving her basically the full treatment here. We get to really know who she is. Who is she, and what was the experience like going back and bringing her back to us?
Well, that was one of the hardest books for me to write, believe it or not, because I really didn't know what to do with her. She did have this one particular phobia. She is terrified of water, being out at sea, and being in over her head. And yet she's kind of a little tough cookie. She's insecure. She has insecurities like we all do. She questions herself sometimes, but yet on the face of it, she likes to put up this, I'm in control, I'm calm, I've got the situation in hand, and I'm going to be okay. We're all designed to survive, and that's what she does. And but just her personality, and I'm thinking, well, my sister identified with her, and how do I borrow from her to build Natalie Maria more so that I can keep that identity going? And I realized that's really kind of impossible because we're so individual that I can't plagiarize another person enough to make it
Ah, yes.
authentic. And I don't know if that's coming
No,
across
I understand
well.
fully what you're saying, yes.
Yes. So I just had to fall back on myself and create her as bits and parts and more me, because character development is an interesting term in that what does it really mean? Like, what is it? And the way I was looking at it, I'm thinking these are our afterthoughts. These are our 2020 hindsights. Characters are our doubts and our questionings of our own lives. Like, who would I have been if I had chosen this career path, or I had gone to that college? Would I have met these people? Or if I had gone overseas to school or to work, or if I had accepted this job offer in another state or another province or another country. And so some of that comes, that's how we answer our questions, is through our little characters. And as we explore along and unravel that, we can answer those questions for ourselves and hopefully be interesting and connect with who's ever picking up our books.
The book is Epitome Place by Jeanette Skirvin. That's S-K-I-R-V-I-N. She's got her first children's book out there. We'll talk about that as we go on. Doggy of Side Streets. Information on our website. Of course, you go to Amazon and find the book as well. This is interesting, and you mentioned that character development. As a reader, we see the character developed. As a writer, when you start writing, is the character fully developed? In your mind, do you know who, in this case, Natalie Maria is, or does that develop as well as you're telling the story?
It definitely develops as you're telling the story. And in fact, the characters eventually kind of take over and lead the writer.
Yes.
Yes. And you can be thinking about it and things will flash into your mind of where, you know, if you're listening closely enough to your characters, they will lead you to a place or to a person that they want to be with. And it becomes an interesting transition and very exciting for the writers. And it makes it a lot more fun than to have it all plotted out ahead of time, because you run into little stumbles and you think, is this really what I want to write about this? Is this where I should be going? This sounds a little dark. So you forget all that. You just take a deep breath, sit back, and just let the characters come back to the writer.
Yes. Epitome Place is the name of this book by Jeanette Skirvin. She's written so many books, so many accolades, so many awards and honors. You'll find the information as you go to Amazon and look at all of the books that she's written. In the case of Natalie Maria, is she similar to you? Dissimilar? How do you... some of your characteristics in her?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. And in a lot of her reactions were my reactions. Some of her situations that she finds herself in were actually real situations that I found myself in. You will find that writers reveal their memories and their experiences through their writings, because that's what we know. And we kind of give up a little bit of ourselves, but we explain ourselves through our characters. And so, yes, we do write what we know, and what we know comes from what we experienced. So there's a lot of true events in Epitome Place.
You are such that's fascinating that you draw on what you know best, and that's you, and you can't plagiarize yourself, I guess, so that's safe from that standpoint. And hey, it's my life. I can write about it if I want to. Epitome Place is the name of the book. Jeanette Skirvin, our guest on the program. Just in case any lawyers are listening, no, it's her life, and she has control of her life. The book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. I want to focus a little bit on the writing style. In reading the reviews, in reading your books, they really do come alive. One reviewer described it as like reading in 3D. I mean, you can actually see the stories unfold. Talk about the ability to do that in telling the story. Telling a story is one thing, and that's probably fairly simple for most people to do. But to do it well as you do, what goes into telling that story, to not just advancing the story, but doing it in a way that we can sort of visualize, that we follow along, that we're captured by the moment?
I approach my writing as if I were sitting in a theater waiting for the lights to go down, for the curtains to open, and for the big screen to light up. And what captures me and what moves me along and what keeps my interest in this movie that I've paid to see and I'm sitting there and I'm investing in. And that's how I approach the page and the blank. It's just like a blank screen. And I sit down and I thought, what would my audience want to feel as my characters move across the screen? So when I'm writing like I'm like the whole scene is playing across the screen in a cinema. And I don't like to fill in with a bunch of adjectives or a bunch of fillers, for lack of a better word. I just like to keep the vocabulary, the dialogue, the action rolling, and no lull spots. So I'm constantly thinking ahead as to what the next scene is going to be, where I'm going to find my characters, where I want them to go, just like if I was sitting in a movie watching the show. And I want to see turns, I want to see twists in the plot, I want to see excitement, I want exciting dialogue, I want great events. It just keeps like moving, and that's how I see it, as if I were watching the movie.
And you capture real life. You mentioned all of the different emotions that that we go through as readers, a lighter moment, a moment where maybe it brings a tear to our eye, that type of thing. How challenging is it to not make this one emotion, but you bring in all of the emotions of life? Life has ups and downs, its smiles and its tears.
Yes, and you're right about that. And as the dialogue between characters progresses, that's where I try to bring in the emotions, bring out the emotions, turn emotions on their ear, and or make light emotions and bring the characters forward into a light or happier place. And I think the themes of all my books are like that. It's emergence. There's a subtle healing that goes along. So nobody is really left completely devastated or destroyed. That's not how I see life. It's not how I arrange my life. I love light. I love having a good ending. I don't want anybody to feel like they've invested so much, you know, money into the book and then are left with a downer. No, I love all the emotions that bubble through, and how the characters heal themselves, where they look for that, just how they come out in the end.
Epitome Place is the book by Jeanette Skirvin, our guest on This Week in America. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And talking about the ending, reading reviews on Epitome Place, people love the surprise ending, a surprise ending for the reader. Was it for you? Did you know when you started where this was going to end? Or again, did this sort of come across organically as you were telling the story?
That's right. Yes. I had no idea where she was going, where she was going to end up. I mean, it's just like life. I didn't know I was going to end up here. And it just kind of rolls along. And so, it kind of came as a surprise to me, too. And I thought, well, this is exciting. I'm happy for Natalie Maria. I'm happy for where she is in her life and what happened to her and who she's with and what her life is like at that moment. And I thought, well, this is exciting. This is fun. And So then I just wrapped it up real quick. And I think the surprise you're talking about is actually the very, very final scene, and even the final couple lines at the end of the book.
You know, it's interesting because you have a unique writing style. Talk a little bit about that. This is, and I say that because this is not a typical romance novel, is it? You bring so much to the plate and so many different levels to the story you tell in Epitome Place.
Yes, I didn't want it to be the typical romance where you get into the explicit erotica of some of those. That genre is great. And those writers, you know, they do that so well and so much better than I could. And the way I look at that is that if I were to write like that, I would be giving up those experiences that were unique to me. And explicit writing would be describing my explicit experience. And I didn't want to reveal that. I wanted more than that. And I'm thinking, why would I try to better up other authors that are so good at that? So I thought, I'm going to sidestep and create my own style of romance writing or relationship writing, and make it a little bit more literary, a little bit more elevated, even though just to read through the story might seem like it parallels a lot of our lives and a lot of our stories. And but yeah, I have kind of a, I've been told I have kind of a poetic writing style, which I didn't know I had. And it was through one of my other publishers that brought it up. And apparently that just seems to be a natural voice that a writer has to have. I don't think you can develop it. I think it's just, you know, it's like handwriting.
Yes.
Nobody can come along and correct it or change it or switch it up. And it's unique to that individual. It's like thumbprints. And but I'm glad I have it. I mean, if it,
well, yes,
if it reads well,
it resonates
that's nice
with the reader. So you embrace it and you keep selling stories as you've done. And this book is the newest award-winning book, Epitome Place, Jeanette Skirvin. That's S-K-I-R-V as in Victor, I-N. Amazon, the usual places. Our website, thisweekinamerica.us, will guide you to her Amazon page. A couple minutes left in the program. The unique skills you have in writing romance novel like Epitome Place, you have now in children's books, a unique way of telling this beautiful story in Doggy of Side Streets. Talk about how this came about and the approach you take in telling this story.
That little title is mentioned in one of my early novels, and it was used as a book in the story to, it was written by the father of a little child before his birth. He wanted to make a children's, write a children's book, and that character was a mystery novelist and had a very successful life. And so he just wanted to do a child's book before his son was born. Well, the parents ended up, the child ended up an orphan before he was even three. Well, the book, the child's belongings were gathered up and put into a bag or a box, for better word. And taken to the shelter with the child and set aside, I mean, those were his things. So the child grew up with the book, but he didn't know that his father had written the book because the father wrote under a pseudonym. And he does not know that this writer is his father until after his own son's wedding. And the son and his bride had found this box in the place that they were staying and gave it to the father. And he says, I think you left this box behind at, you know, a second residence that they had for guests and family
Yes.
and things over the years. And he said, we've just found it in a closet, and I think it's your stuff. You might want to go through it. So the father, or yeah, he did. He went through all the things and pulling out stuff and junk, and then he found a newspaper clipping in there that explained the book, the writer, the pseudonym, the pen name that he had used, and it all kind of that all came back to him. That all this time, his father was with him, and so again, my family members said, "Well, that's the cutest little title. Why don't you write a kid book?" And I thought, I don't know anything about what kids want to read. There's millions and trillions of kids books out there, and they're so cute and they're so well done. And she said, well, it doesn't have to be anything, you know, philosophical. So you just write it and just use the title. Don't waste that. So then it took several years to figure out, where am I going to go with this little kid book? And I thought, well, we'll just keep it, I'll just follow her advice, keep it simple, keep it friendly, just like if I was a kid picking it up, what would I want to read?
Well, and you've done an excellent job with that endearing story with love, kindness, family, friendship, and we all could use all of those qualities now in the lives that we're going through, and you've done that so well in Doggy of Side Streets. That book is now available, and again, you'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. What are you working on now? What's next?
I have another children's book in publication. It's now in the illustration phase. And it's for junior high to high school. And it is a spin on the periodic table, the elements, scientific terms, physics, chemistry, some biology. And I've humanized these terms and made them characters. So
bless you for that. Boy, that brought back a flashback as you were talking, and I'm thinking of my 83-year-old teacher at the beginning of the front of the classroom with the blackboard and going, I have no idea what he's talking about.
Yes. And I thought, well, it would be kind of fun. And because there's a little boy in our family that's, in fact, today is his fifth birthday. But when I first met him, he was three, and just a bundle of energy, just constantly exploding with vocabulary and just physical jumping around and dancing and like a flea on a hot griddle. He was all over the place. And I thought, you know, he's really a quantum, I'm going to call him quantum. And I thought, okay, you know, he's kinetic energy. He's everything. And I thought, this little ball of a person that's trying to figure out his life as he's popping along. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to take that quantum energy and atoms and neutrons and electrons. And it just kind of spun off of that. And so then I thought, I'll put little humanisms to these terms and make a story. So I think I'm going to have to wait until it comes out so it can all come together for me again. I'm excited to see the illustrations and where the artist takes the interpretations of those terms. And I just thought it would be fun to introduce children to those disciplines in science, chemistry, biology, physics, the periodic table. All that stuff seems so scary and intellectually challenging for kids if they they don't know what they're getting into, and they're in the deep ends of subjects in school. And I thought I would just like to have it be where relatable again for kids to kind
yes.
of introduce them to these terms.
I can't wait for the book to be out. Hopefully we can, we'll have a chance to talk about that as well. And you've got sort of your own little focus group with your family, don't you? You've got great ideas from family members.
Yes. And I think that all came about with our mother. She had four of us kids back to back. She was in the teaching career before we were born. We didn't have time for television. She didn't have time for us to sit around and watch TV. So the TV was out. We all had our chores. We had so much to do to help keep things running smoothly at home, between ourselves, helping her. And then she had coming back to the wanderlust personality, which she had. She would, she was like a firecracker, you know, lady fingers that just pop.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And she would be all in a place, whether it was rural, out in the country, in the city. She would be all in for a year. So we had a year from September through the summer to be excited about our new house, our new friends, our new school. And then all of a sudden, the summer would come around, and she was done. She had sucked up everything she could from that environment, and there was no more, and she was restless. And we'd pack up our stuff and move to the next place. again, no television. So we were constantly entertaining each other, reading to each other, making up games for each other, and just that kind of thing. So our imaginations were constantly challenged and moving forward. And of course, whenever we found the moving van out front and we were in the car and on the road, we were thinking and wondering and anticipating what our next place was going to be like.
I think
our next friends would be like.
I think one of your next books needs to be your autobiography, where you tell this remarkable story of growing up and how important that was and how it shaped who you are today as a person as well as a writer. Jeanette Skirvin is our guest on the program, Skirvin. The book is Epitome Place, that we talked about specifically. We also talked about her children's book, which is Doggy of Side Streets. That's now available. Many other books available you'll find when you go to Amazon. Jeanette, it's been a pleasure. Hopefully we can do this again. Loved having you with us on the program. Thank you so much for spending some time with us.
And thank you, Rick, very much. It's been a real pleasure for me.
It's been a pleasure as well for us. Epitome Place, the name of the most recent book. All this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.